719 to the Team Hockrig phone line we go, and from Block Club Chicago, good morning, Jen Sabella. How are you doing, Jen?
I'm good. Good morning, Bob.
Let's talk about what you guys found out talking to a doctor, because this is really the question everybody has now about dining outside, and some tents, you're sitting there with the heaters, but you're wondering, is this safer than eating inside? What did you find out from the experts?
So our reporter Hannah Alani talked to Dr. Richard Novak, who is the head of infectious disease at UIC, and he said exactly what Dr. Ngazi Ezike said, the director of public health in Illinois, is that if there is not adequate ventilation in these outdoor structures, you may as well be eating inside. So some of these greenhouse-style structures that I know are up in the West Loop, they have a door, and you know the server comes through the door, and you're very like isolated from the outside world. That's essentially like eating inside. Dr. Novak said if there are adequate measures in place to sanitize in between parties, then it could be okay. So if they aired it out for a while, wiped down all surfaces, really made sure to get some airflow through the structure, you're better off. But otherwise, he said, there really needs to only be two walls or some sort of ventilation on two of four sides of these structures.
If it has
in
four,
order for them to be safe.
If it has four sides, you're essentially indoors.
Exactly. So I know we have some photos up on our site right now, and the igloos have this big wide opening, and there's heaters in there. So that allows for adequate airflow throughout the igloo, and as long as surfaces are wiped down and there's some time for the air to circulate in between customers, he said that it's safer. Now, no one is 100% safe, and there's actually this excellent thing that just went up from the Spanish newspaper El País this morning, and it shows how coronavirus spreads in bars, restaurants, and enclosed spaces, and what role ventilation plays. And I actually just tweeted it out at Jen Sabella, so if you want to check it out, it's a really cool graphic, but it really gets into what Dr. Novak was talking about here in terms of the droplets and the way airflow through a particular space can, you know, open things up and make it a lot safer for everyone. So we have it on our site now. It's a breakdown of what's safest. And he does say tents, like just traditional tents that have, you know, open kind of windows, like vented windows, mm-hmm. are a bit safer than these enclosed igloos or greenhouses. Just something that, you know, is going to fog up with your breath. That's fogging up with your droplets. So
yeah. The igloos or greenhouse-style pods debuted this month along Fulton Market between Green and Peoria Streets. They're up outside Publican, Duck Goat, Beatrix, Kuma's Corner, and Gus's Fried Chicken. Did the doctor say that the outdoor tents are safer than the igloos?
He did, but he said that the igloos and all of these can work if there is ventilation in place. So as long as there is some sort of opening, like in the igloo featured on our site, there's a really big opening there, and there should be a decent airflow coming through that. The greenhouses, if they left the door open and they made sure to air it out, it'll be a lot safer. Number one, he said, is wear a mask when you're talking to your server. Servers are the most at risk here. He said that he's actually trying to get servers into their vaccine trial, the Moderna vaccine trial at UIC Hospital, because of how many people they're encountering every day. So he said just number one thing is if you want your server to come over to the table, put that mask up and make sure you're talking to them through that mask. It really protects your server.
And as far as the heaters go, the enclosed tent seating with gas heaters with proper ventilation, your medical guy says those are relatively safe, correct?
Right. So the heaters should be actually helpful in circulating the air a little bit more. So he said that if it's like blowing the air around, that's a good thing. Anything that's just forcing airflow through a structure is going to reduce your chances of contracting coronavirus. But the number one thing, and this is shown in that really cool graphic on El País right now, is the length of time that you're talking to someone and whether you're wearing a mask.
Okay, and again, you tweeted that out, at Jen Sabella, and that's Jen, J-E-N, Sabella, S-A-B-E-L-L-A. Let's talk about what's happening on the South and West sides. Some more healthy meals coming.
This is such a great story from Pascal Sabino, our West Side reporter. Shy Fresh Kitchen is the latest to pop up in the Hatchery, which is a food kind of cooperative on the West Side. And they, a lot of different businesses go in there and they do their thing, and it's like a shared space. But this co-op is there. It's a group of women who were formerly imprisoned, and they are making meals, fresh meals, for people who are experiencing food insecurity due to the coronavirus pandemic. And they just got a $100,000 grant from the American Heart Association, and they are making these meals, and then they go out to various community organizations. So people who are, you know, need these fresh prepared meals can get something healthy versus, you know, packaged foods or fast foods. It's a really unique idea. And all these women actually have ownership of Shy Fresh. So they are really invested in its success. And it's really empowering them, especially after getting out of prison and feeling like they didn't have very many opportunities. This is really allowing them to take ownership in something and grow the business further. And this $100,000 grant has allowed them to make even more meals, and people really need it right now. So it's just a great story all around of, like, you know, empowering people, getting people jobs who really need them, and also providing fresh and healthy food for folks who are really struggling right now.
Yeah, that is great. That is great news. But we do have some bad news for preservationists, and a historic structure on Cortland is going to be demolished, isn't it?
It is, and this is such an interesting thing about living in Logan Square. If I'm on a run, I see so many old churches that are just in the middle of blocks, like on side streets. And this has been a big thing in recent years. Developers have been turning them into homes, which are so cool. I love running past these homes that have been, these churches that are now homes, and trying to peek inside. Yeah. But this one church, New Life Church on Cortland, is not so lucky. It's actually being torn down to make a single-family home. It was built in 1903, and preservationists just weren't able to get in there and save it. So it's just going to be replaced with a home. But I really highly recommend, if you do live in the neighborhood, and we actually have done a few stories on these old churches make really cool homes. And yes, it's definitely more expensive to convert an old church, but what a piece of history, and it really keeps the character of the neighborhood. But yeah, this one's coming down. So neighbors are not too thrilled about that. And actually the alderman as well, but there was nothing he can do, Alderman Daniel Espada, to stop the development. So there's a big, big new home coming to that space.
Yeah, that's what's happening at 3518 West Cortland. For more on all of this, go to blockclubchicago.org. Thanks, Jen. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks, Bob.
See ya.